Well, overseas now, and Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing not to give in to international pressure, saying his country's offensive in Syria will continue. On the ground, Russian-backed Syrian forces have pushed deep into Kurdish-held territory in the country's north, making it the first time they've returned to the area since 2012. It comes a day after Kurdish fighters agreed to hand over key cities to the Syrian government in exchange for protection. Ayla Jean Yakli is a freelance journalist who's reporting on the Syrian crisis, and she joins me now from Istanbul. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Ayla Jean, how close now are Syrian forces to the Turkish border? Do we know?
We have reports that government forces loyal to President Assad have entered a northern town of called Manbij, which is quite close to the Turkish border. At the same time, opposition fighters backed by the Turkish government are also have said that they are present in the city. And to complicate matters even more, the U.S. hasn't confirmed that its troops have withdrawn from that city.
They haven't confirmed that they have withdrawn, so they could still be there.
They haven't confirmed that they've withdrawn from Manbij. So it gives you a sense of, at the very least, the proximity in which these fighters from different countries are now operating.
Could you explain for us how strategic this city is, please?
This city lies to the west of the Euphrates River, and its population has been predominantly Arab, and the Kurds have controlled it since fighting off Islamic State. Turkey has long said that it wants to see the Kurds leave this town. This is well before it began this offensive, and it was engaged in negotiations with the United States for some time to get the Kurdish militia, the YPG, to leave that area. And it is considered at the very least a key pocket that Turkey wants to control as it tries to expand its reach within this area of northeastern Syria. So it is a critical town, and it's also quite symbolic in that the Turks have pressed for some time, but will fail to convince the United States to remove the YPG from the town. And now it appears that they might have to leave, or that the Syrian army, in fact, will retake this town.
So there could be some pitched battles there, or is that unlikely?
Mm-hmm. It's possible, certainly. I mean, we're all waiting, we're standing by to see how this twist in which the Kurdish militia, the YPG, did reach an agreement with the Syrian government to take back some of these areas. It clearly was, for the Syrian Kurds, a last-ditch attempt to fend off the Turkish offensive. The hope is that once Syrian forces move in, that the Turks will either withdraw or will take some kind of moderating steps, because they don't want to engage in a direct conflict with the Syrian army. The Syrian army is backed by Turkey, is keen on keeping its relationship with the Russians intact.
Now, we have seen images of allegedly empty IS prisons. What do we know about the prisoners? Have they been set free, or did they break out?
There's a lot of conflicting information about that. Turkish officials today said that, and released a video showing what they said were Turkish troops having raided what they thought was an ISIS prison, expecting to take hold of Islamic State prisoners. But when they got there, they saw that the prison was empty, and they accused the Kurdish militia of setting them free or taking them with them. But they insist that there was no signs of any kind of breakout. There have been other incidents in which Islamic State fighters have escaped. After a Turkish air bombardment, there was a prison further east in which at least five detainees escaped. So we're seeing mixed information about that. The president of the United States today tweeted that he was hearing reports that the Kurds were freeing Islamic State fighters. So far, the SDF, which is the umbrella group for the force fighting with the Kurdish militia have said that they're not releasing Islamic State prisoners, but they have warned repeatedly that they lack the manpower at this point to keep guarding these prisons when they're fighting off an assault from what is NATO's second biggest army.
Well, that sort of just sounds it sounds rational, that doesn't it, that they can't do all things. Look, I understand that a couple of things. For now, Syrian forces have not entered cities that are part of the Turkish offensive. I suppose the real danger, just going back to that first part of the conversation, will come when Turkish forces are fighting Syrian troops backed by Russia and Iran. Now, is that scenario inevitable or not?
I think that at a point, cooler heads may prevail before we reach that point. Turkey is not interested in starting a direct war with Syria, despite having been one of its most outspoken critics since the war began in 2011, and having backed contingents of opposition fighters who were seeking to topple Assad. But at this stage, Turkey is operating in this theater with, if not the outright blessings of the Kremlin, with at least the tacit permission, let's say. And today, Erdogan, when asked directly about this, said that Russia has expressed to him a quote-unquote positive approach to Turkey's position in Syria. So he seemed to be expressing confidence that he's not in direct opposition to Russia at this stage. And I think that he will take care to ensure that he doesn't wind up in that position.
Now, you're in Istanbul, and I gather that a lot of the big media organizations are pulling out of that northern Syria part because they consider it too dangerous with the Syrian army coming in, and they're concerned about possibly being arrested. And so they're pulling out and moving to Istanbul, for instance. I wonder how it's all being received there. Are Turkish people, in your judgment, generally supportive of this invasion?
Most Turks are, yes. There's a strong nationalist sentiment that runs through, you know, most Turks, and they take great pride in their military's prowess. It's the second biggest army in NATO. And they have long viewed this Kurdish militia as a direct offshoot of the PKK, which is a group of insurgents who've waged a three-decade war for autonomy in southeastern Turkey at the cost of 40,000 lives. So for them, they epitomize the idea of terror. You know, they're terrorists, quite frankly, according to most Turkish opinions. However, that said, close to 20% of the Turkish population is Kurdish. And while by no means are all of Turkey's Kurdish citizens supportive of this sort of nationalist identity, they are very much in opposition to the idea that this Kurdish area, this multi-ethnic and relatively stable corner of Syria, is now under Turkish attack.
Thank you very much indeed for those reports from Istanbul.
You're welcome.
Isla Jean Yakli, who's a freelance journalist on the ground.